Presents high school football.
Third and seven, clinches under center. Double tight end, three out. Roll to the right, has some time. Throws for the end zone. He's going deep. He's got a man. 10-5, touchdown, Brian Hoosman. He bit on the in route, and Hoosman then took it into the end zone, and a perfect pass from Abe Clinch, a 39-yard touchdown pass.
Tonight, it's game two of the season for the Kearney Catholic Stars as they welcome in the Irish of North Platte St. Pat's. High school football on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
First down and goal. The ball's at the 7-yard line. Clinch is under center on the far hash. He's going to turn and hand it off to Pacheco, hitting the backfield, breaks the tackle, five, keeps his legs churning into the end zone. Touchdown, Anthony Pacheco.
Kearney Catholic continues their run against the top three teams in C2 with second-ranked St. Pat's. It's the Irish and the Stars coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter live from Miles Field in Kearney right after this from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Miles Field as the Kearney Catholic Stars play host to the second-ranked team in the state, the North Platte St. Pat's Irish. And what has kind of become a bit of a tradition here for Kearney Catholic, starting the season against some of the top-ranked teams in the state as they continue this juggernaut. They'll play the top three teams rated in the state in the first 3 weeks of the season. I am Randy Bushcutter. So glad you could join us for coverage of high school football here on the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska. Joining me for color is Don Leese, head basketball coach here at Kearney Catholic, and has a little bit of skin in the game, so to speak, as well, in terms of his son will be out there on the field as well. We'll try to be somewhat neutral, yeah. But let's face it. Let's be honest about it. Don, you were here last week against the Blue Hawks, top-ranked team in the state, St. Cecilia, and Kearney Catholic played very, very well. A few errors really cost them down the stretch, but they certainly kind of, I think, have proved to themselves, as much as anything, that's really what matters, they proved to themselves that they can play with anybody in the state.
Yeah, they did, Randy. It was a heck of a football game. Our first, Kearney Catholic's first three drives, ended up in either an interception or a fumble, but they drove it all the way down to about the 30 or 40 every dang time, and then they would just have a little bit of a mental mistake. One time Abe kind of threw back across his body, didn't quite get his feet set, and that got picked off. And, then he was running up the middle on one of them and got hit right at the knee area and kind of bent his knee back, and then somebody else hit him and popped the ball loose. But they moved the football on St. Cecilia, especially the first three quarters. The fourth quarter they had a little bit of tough time, but St. Cecilia looked like they made some adjustments and stuff. But you talk about some hitting, Randy. There was some dang good hitting going on out there as Kearney Catholic and St. Cecilia played last week. That was fun to watch.
And it's going to be a little bit different environment here for Kearney Catholic because last week, always when you play St. Cecilia, it always seems like everybody that St. Cecilia plays is smaller than St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia is just going to be able to manhandle everybody that they play. It is going to be a little bit different tonight. Kearney Catholic, and when was the last time we said this, Kearney Catholic is going to have a distinctive size advantage out on both the offensive and defensive lines tonight when they play the Irish.
Yeah, they are. I was talking to Coach Colling this week, and he was that's exactly what he was saying is, we're going to have a little bit of advantage as far as the size goes on the line. They don't have too many guys. They have one guy about 200 pounds, and the rest of them are about 175 to 180. But then I kind of told him, back in 1982, 83 season, I said, we at Republican Valley didn't have the overwhelming size on the line either, but we came out and we did our job up front and did a good job of, walling things off and so on and so forth. And that's kind of what he said St. Pat's does a lot of. They don't mow you over. They just kind of wall you off, and then there goes their backs.
And again, when you have the quickness that they have, you don't need to have that pancake block. You don't have to drive them away. All you need is that seam, and then off to the races they go. They like to run the veer. They like to run the option off of it. And when you got a good quality quarterback like they have, they have a lot of opportunity to pop those big plays. They're not going to punch you in the mouth very often, but they're going to run around you and run by you, and that's really their strength.
Yeah, they do. The Jensen kid, at quarterback is really good. And like you said, Randy, he does a good job of running the offense for him, you know, getting the ball to the right people, making the right reads, pulling it out a few times, and he'll tuck it up and run. So they're going to be, you know, they're just a sound football team. You know, they played Bayard 2 weeks ago. They had off week last week, played Bayard 2 weeks ago. And they were at our game last week, and I talked to a few of their coaches, and they just said, you know, they played well-sound football 2 weeks ago. So, you know, that's what you're going to see tonight, probably is a well-sound football team, you know, running that veer and running it to death.
And Bayard, top-quality quarterback, yeah. But really probably